This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 960. That's neat. Should you add this word to your vocabulary?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, a listener asks us about a response that she heard in natural conversation with an American person. We'll give you the background on this phrase so that you can connect anytime you hear it. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on with you?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Do you have any hobbies that you're into these days or that you've been into in the past?
Well, lately I've been playing the piano more and more. I have like a whole music corner set up in my apartment now, and I'm getting back into it. It had been a while for me.
Oh, the piano. That's really neat. So, yeah. What kind of songs do you like to play on the piano, for example?
Oh, well, it kind of varies because sometimes I'll play like, it's funny. I have a random book from my childhood, which is, it's like, pop hits of 2003. So like I'll play like, you know, just like practice playing some things from random books. So like it could be like pop, or like I have a Billy Joel book, or
Billy Joel, cool.
Oh yeah, I have Elton John, and those ones are a little bit tough for me, but then I also have like I also like to play classical music.
Oh wow, that's so cool, Michelle. That's
Thanks.
So neat. Really, really
Thank
neat.
You.
Okay. Awesome. Wow, that's good. So I'm not very musically inclined. So do you play the guitar as well, or just the piano?
I do. I play the guitar, but not well. I think I enjoy piano more. So I think I put more effort into it. Like I just play the guitar. I can play like, I could do like a whole sing along because a guitar, I can play chords and everything. But I wouldn't say that I'm really like, that's a strength of mine.
Got it. Very cool. Very cool. Well, Michelle, it was cool learning about your hobbies, musically inclined hobbies. I like that.
Thank you.
And in that conversation, I wonder if our listeners tuned in here, what phrase did I use to respond to when you were sharing those details? What did I say? I said a few things.
I think you said things like, that's neat and that's cool.
Yeah, maybe you guys remember a few episodes back, we mentioned the word that's neat, and we said that we would touch on it again. And so here we are today.
Nice.
What else could I have used if I didn't use those words?
Oh, gosh, you could have said awesome.
Yeah, awesome, for sure.
Interesting.
Or, yeah, interesting would be
or
one.
Or that's fun.
Yeah, fun. That's fun. I like that too. So guys, we're going to take a minute first before we get into answering this, reading this great question we have from a listener. I want to say thank you to our reviewers in iTunes. Guys, we love your reviews. Michelle, on Sunday, I was camping and I checked my email and we got these reviews and I sent them along to you. And how did you feel when you read them?
Oh, I loved them. Thank you for sending those. I forgot to tell you to thank you for that. They're great. Great.
Awesome. So cool. Brightens up our weekends, guys. So I want to start by saying thank you to Noise Promsuvan from Laos. And thank you to YX Maril from Ecuador, Nuch1 J1 from Thailand, Asan A91 from USA, Yahweh C from Taiwan, Mateos Mascarenas from Brazil, and Tiago Borgatti from Brazil. Thanks, guys. We love your reviews. Go and leave us a review to get your name announced on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. You guys are awesome. Michelle, today we have a great question from a longtime listener and one of our students who's a student in the Connected Communicator course. And this student also attended the first Urban Immersion Adventure in Boston when you were there, Michelle.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is Ai Shinozaki, a very important member of our community.
Oh, we love Ai. Ai, you're awesome.
Yeah, Ai, we really appreciate you. Ai has also helped us in setting up our event in Japan, and she's just a really great member of our community. So positive, great energy. She's really a connector, bringing listeners together, right, of All Ears English. So cool. So Ai had a question, and Ai is living here in Boston. Right. So she's spending a little bit of time here in Boston working. Before we get into the question, guys, I want to remind you to go and subscribe to the transcript. So go to allearsenglish.com/subscribes. You can read exactly what we say on the show. Okay. Michelle, would you read Ai's question?
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. So it says, I have a question about that's neat. When I shared my latest news with my host family, he said, that's neat with his smile. I never heard it while I lived on the West Coast. Is this a cheesy phrase or just a preference in some areas? I'm wondering if it sounds weird when I use this phrase. However, the meaning sounds like, that's great. Could you give us some alternative ways to say this? Thank you. From Ai.
Okay, great question, Ai. This is so funny because when I saw this question, I thought, oh, right. I forgot about this phrase, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, this is a phrase that I could see how for Ai, because I know that before she was living on the West Coast in California, San Francisco area, and she said she didn't hear it at all. Mm. Right. And it would be strange if you hear it for the first time, because Michelle, what is the literal meaning of the word neat?
Well, it means like organized. Yeah. Not necessarily like clean, but it could mean that, but it's mostly about just like being organized.
Yeah. And just to make sure we understand this word neat in the literal sense. I mean, Michelle, you know, sometimes people can be, you know, they can be clean, but not yes. neat, or they can be neat, but not clean. Which are you?
I'm neat. Well, that's a really good question. I don't know if I want to admit it.
We're going to get Dan to attest to
I'm a little
answer.
Bit of both. A little bit of both. What about you?
I would say that I am neat but not clean. I mean, I'm not super dirty, but I would say if I look around my home office now, everything is in its place. There, you know, it's very zen. Like, I don't have a lot of clutter. Uh-huh. Things are in their place. But if you scratch below the surface and go behind my desk, you might find a little bit of dust, for example. Okay, that's neat but not clean.
I would say I kind of fall in like that very similar category.
Yeah, like I would much rather straighten up than clean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, I agree.
You know why? Because I think you get the biggest returns. Like you see the difference more easily, more quickly. Whereas if I try to get behind my desk and I clean, I mean, I do clean sometimes, guys, but it's just that it, you know, I don't like to.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't like cleaning either. And yeah.
Yeah. You're somewhere around where I am. We're in the same.
I would say when you explained yourself, it sounded very much like me.
Okay, in that case, we should never be roommates because
we would nothing have a would ever get dirty clean apartment.
All right. So, but the tricky part is, guys, today we're not talking about neat in the literal sense. So we can scratch what we've just been talking about, and we're talking about it in a different way. All right. So what did I's friend or I's, I think it was maybe I's house father or something. What did he mean when he said that's neat? Hey guys, if you love All Ears English, then let's spread the word and get more people to enjoy the show. Go ahead and tell one or two friends this week about All Ears English and show them how to listen. They can listen as a podcast or they can listen inside our app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Let's spread the word about connection, not perfection. Thanks, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Well, I think he meant like, that's cool, that's great, that's wonderful, or maybe like that's interesting, something like that.
Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily mean this. It doesn't. I mean, this is hard because it, in my mind, when we say that's neat, it doesn't mean the same as like, that's amazing. We're not saying that's amazing, right?
Right. Right.
I think it's a little bit less enthusiastic than that. It's like a notch below. Oh, that's neat. Right. Right. That's neat. Right. It doesn't mean, oh my God, I can't believe it. Right. Right. Although you could interchange the two. It just depends on what you're trying to say. So the interesting thing is to look at like who says this. On this show, we like to look at like who uses phrases like demographics, location, ages, even education level, right? Like, I think we can nail this down to a specific type of person, honestly, Michelle, who would use this phrase.
Okay.
Who is it? Who is it?
I guess somebody on the East Coast. I didn't know that, but I guess, you know, it sounds like from what I said that it's more of an East Coast thing.
Yep. And let's get even more granular.
So you said women. So you think so?
Yeah. I really do. I mean, I'm not saying men can't say it because actually in I's example, right, it was a man that said it. But I'm just thinking of like my mom used to say this a lot. And this is kind of this is something I feel like my mom would say. And this is my mom's profile. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think of it as like a woman in her 50s and 60s, like maybe someone who grew up in the 50s. 40s, 50s, mid 50s, like that kind of profile. Like I don't hear my friends saying it my age. I don't hear millennials saying this. Do you, Michelle?
Or No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, so there we go. So it's not millennials that are saying this. It's definitely women who women or men, I suppose. I would say more women who are older, a little bit older. What about like, I mean, what else? What are some other ways?
Well, I hadn't thought about this, but we have upper middle class and educated. That's interesting.
Yeah, this is just my opinion. I mean, I'm sure we could, obviously it doesn't mean that other people can't say
right,
this.
Right, of course, of course.
I just think it's really interesting to look at language and say like, who tends to use this phrase? And from what I've seen out in the world, it would be this profile, but that, I mean, you could disagree with me, Michelle.
No. I don't disagree with you. What I think of when I think of the word neat is growing up, I would say it. And I remember like my brother would yell at me for saying it. So I actually have this memory. I don't know. Cause he just like hated the sound of the word and he would be like, he thought it sounded like ridiculous. And I'm not sure why, but he actually would be like neat. Like, you know, like it just. I don't know. He just thought it sounded like weird and maybe it just sounded weird coming from me or something like that. But I remember he did not like that word.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so
interesting. So that's what it makes me think of. So that's, I was like thinking about this when you're talking about it.
I mean, I think it's a phrase that's definitely not as common as it used to be. I would say. Like, I just don't hear, I don't hear it as much as I used to. Like, another example of a phrase that's really out of style is the phrase, that's swell.
Oh, yeah. I think even more so than neat.
Oh, much more so. I mean, that is old. That is beyond its day, right? That was, if you guys watch like 1950s movies and 60s movies, you'll see, oh, that's swell. Like, you hear like a kid saying that, like Dennis the Menace, right?
Right.
But I almost feel like this word, that's neat, is going in that same direction. I feel like it's going to go out of style. It's going to die out with that age group.
Yeah. And then it'll come back.
Maybe it'll come back. Yeah, it'll be a cool phrase again, right?
Yeah.
So an important point is that it's not it doesn't exactly mean that's amazing. It's like one notch down in terms of enthusiasm, like we said before. Would you agree with that, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't think it's like the same as like, wow. It's kind of like, that's neat, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what are some other words, though, that we could say? So I asked us for some other ways to say the same thing. So what can we say?
Well, if you want to be really enthusiastic, you could say, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's a notch, a bit more enthusiastic, right? A bit more than just, that's neat. You could also say, oh, that's pretty cool. If you want to put pretty before something, it mitigates. It makes it a little bit less strong, I would say. Oh, that's pretty cool, right?
Right. Exactly. Or you could say, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Or that sounds interesting, or that sounds great, or that sounds fantastic. Right. You can put that sounds before pretty much anything.
I wonder if we should do an episode about the word interesting, or maybe we have talked about it before, because it also could sound like kind of like, that's interesting. Like, it could sound negative in a way.
It could sound sarcastic. I think we may have done that. We'll have to go back
familiar.
And check.
Yeah,
go back and check. Well, now that our listeners have a search bar inside the iOS
app.
They can type it in and see if they find anything. Although, guys, we are still indexing all the episodes in the search bar. So the search bar is going to get better and better. If you're using the app, go over. If you're not using the app, go get it. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Start using the app, because every week the search is going to get easier and easier. You can search for episode numbers, titles, topics, categories, or even words. Right? You could type in interesting and see if anything comes up.
Perfect. Fun. All right. So you could also say, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Or I find that something, right? I find that fascinating.
Right. Or you could say, oh, wow, awesome.
Or so cool.
Or how wonderful. Or that's wonderful.
That's an example of one that I wouldn't access necessarily right away, but some people might, I think.
Right, for sure. Yeah, same here.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, let's dive into a role play to show our listeners how this is done, shall we?
Yes. Oh, we're roommates again.
So apparently we are roommates this whole month.
Yeah.
So we're cleaning up after final exams and we're talking about our summer plans, okay?
Okay. All right, here we go. All right, so Lindsay, what are you going to do this summer?
Oh, I didn't tell you. I'm driving across the U.S. with some friends.
Oh, that's neat. Where are you going to go?
We're going to hit New Orleans and Austin, Texas. I've always wanted to go there. What about you? What's your plan?
Oh, I'm getting my black belt in karate. So I will be working out at the gym a lot.
Oh, that's really interesting. How long did it take you to get to this level? Michelle, black belt in karate. Impressive.
Right. This is sure a role play, because that's... That's so funny. Okay, I love it.
That'd be awesome. All right, Michelle, so what did we use here?
All right, so I said, oh, that's neat.
Okay, perfect. So we have the neat there. And again, I don't use this word, but hey, I mean, we're showing you guys what it means and, you know, giving you a bit of a profile, a hypothesis in terms of who might use it. But we want you guys to go out in the world and see who really uses it. When do you hear it? Okay, cool.
Right. And you also said, oh, that's really interesting.
Yep, that's really interesting. So that's another way, alternative. If you don't want to say that's neat, you could say, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, so that was good.
Yeah, so Michelle, what's the takeaway for today? What should our listeners come away with?
Well, guys, you know, you should always be listening for new words, right? Like neat. So like, mm-hmm. I did a great job. You know, she heard something and she asked about it. It doesn't mean that you have to add it to your vocab, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just about recognizing it. So, right. I was living in Boston and she heard it, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the value of immersion, right? Like, it's so cool that she is here living here and she's able to pick it up from natural conversation and then come back to us. You guys can also do this through TV or radio if you're living in your home country, right? But the cool thing is if you join our Urban Immersion Ventures in the summer, this is the kind of word, an example of how you would be learning. You would be speaking with natives a third of the time in the program. That's a lot of hours with native speakers directly, guys. And you would pick up words like this. So we now offer New York and Boston, right? Michelle, today we are meeting to do some more planning on the New York trip, right? So cool. Guys, go and grab your spot. Apply now at allearsenglish.com/immersion. Okay. Really good.
All right. Yes. Can't wait.
Yeah. And just about need, I mean, pay attention to who's saying these words. It's interesting to try to drill down to who uses certain vocabulary words. But in the end, guys, it always comes back to connection. So, you know, let's observe language. Let's get deeper with it.
All right. Sounds good. Very exciting. And thanks again, Ai, for this great question. We miss you. I miss you.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Michelle, you were able to be in the Urban Immersion Venture with Ai in August, right? That was great.
That's right.
Really fun. So cool. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.